Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yosef. Tonight's share, as always, first and foremost, L'ilui Nishmas, Rabbi Shimshon Chaim Menachman Michal Nachmani, the Shimshon who left us his beautiful Torah tonight, special shtickel. I'm very, very excited about tonight's shtickel because it's a very complicated story that I've often wondered about, and the Shimshon takes it apart and puts it back together again, so it's very, very lovely. We also want to dedicate tonight's share for Zechus for a shidduch for Tzipora Bas Daniela Breindl, for Zivuk Hogun, and for Reitz Be'ilim Shmoy, for Zerah Shel Kayama. They should both have the Yeshua, the Kar of Mamash, and the Chus of the Torah of Zerah Shemshon that we learn. Okay. There's a very interesting story in the beginning of Shmuel. The beginning of the Shmuel, we're now in piece Hey. Nosoi, piece Hey. Strangely enough, I cannot figure out why this piece is over here, because it's got nothing to do with our Pasha. But Lemaisa, I guess, because Shmuel was a nazir, so they bring it in. Maybe that's what it is. But he's now dealing with a story that happened with Shmuel Hanavi. And we all know the story that happened with Shmuel Hanavi. There's two stories. Number one, the story of Chana and Penina. So Penina was one of the tzaras. She was married to Elkanah, and so was Chana. And Penina used to bother Chana because she didn't have any children. And Chana used to get very, very upset, and she used to cry. And when she cried, she davened to the Ben Shalom. And then at one point or another, she davened. She was very, very upset. She was very bitter. She davened to the Beis HaMikdash. And Eli HaKoyen comes over and he says, how long are you going to drink and come here and daven like that? What is going on? And she says, what are you talking about? I'm a woman. Ishik Shasroch HaNoichi. She has a very, very hard time. And so Eli gives her a bracha that she should have a child. And Taka, she has a child. Shmuel is born, and that's Shmuel. And she makes a net, and she says, as soon as he's going to be old enough, Anan Shigmalasu, and I'm going to make him 2 years old, as soon as he's 2 years old, I'm going to bring him to the Beis HaMikdash, and he should do Lashem Kol Yomov. I'm going to lend him to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the rest of his days. And then we know, Vayishchatu HaSapar, Vayaviyu HaSanar El Eli, they shechted the par, and what happened was they had a shayla over there. Something, they weren't sure what to do with it. Shmuel Navi Paskind. And they bring Shmuel HaNavi to Eli, and they say he was Paisik Halach Bifnei Rabbi, he was Mar Halach Bifnei Rabbi. So his Mar Halach Bifnei Rabbi is Chayv Misa. Im Kain, he needs to die. Zogt Eli, he's gonna die. Zogt Chana to him, excuse me, I davened. El Anar Zeis Palalti, I davened with this child. And Eli says, okay, fine, he lets go. So Frecht, the Zer Shimshon, a few questions. Number one, since Eli knew how many tefillos went into this little boy, Eli knew Chana, he had seen Chana before, and he said to Chana, why are you davening like that, and why are you drunk, etc., etc. And she explains, no, Ishuk Shas Ruach Anoichi, and I have such a problem, I don't have any children, and Eli gives her a bracha, and he knows how many tefillos went into having this child. So you know how many tefillos went into having this child. Nebuch, you're right, the child said something that he shouldn't have said. He was Mar Halacha B'nei Rabbi, which he shouldn't have done. Lazop. Chochem is allowed to be Moichel al Kvoidoi. So be Moichel on your Kovit. Big deal. You need him to die. He has to die. When you know how many tefillos went into him. Why don't have Yachmonis? What's going on? So Zogt, the Zer Shimshon, very interesting, he says, in the Maisa Batsam, he would be Moichel her. But he wanted to tell off Chana. And he says to Chana, listen, what's happening now? Your Tzara Penina, every time you have a child, she loses two. So Penina had a whole bunch of children. Chana, every time she had a child, Penina lost two children until she was mamish left kidmat, no children. So he says, no. So Chana is saying to Eli, Zay Moichel. Says Eli to Chana, oh, me you're telling Zay Moichel? Look who's talking. Yeah? Now, my father used to love telling the joke, because he always likes telling this, the following joke. He says, the Mashiach came, and after 3 weeks, Yankel shows up. He says, oh, Shalom Aleichem. He says, Shalom Aleichem, mi bist givein. He says, you're telling me mi bist givein? And he says to Mashiach, mi bist givein? Yeah, but that's what it is. He says, Zay Moichel. I should be Moichel, you be Moichel. Why are you telling me to be Moichel? You also have to be Moichel. If you're Moichel Penina, her children won't die. So what are you saying? You don't want to be Moichel. You don't want to be Moichel, I won't be Moichel either. And your child will die. That's what Eli's trying to say. Of course Eli would be Moichel her. But Eli's trying to give Musa to Chana. So Chana says back to him, Chay nafshecha adoin yaniho isha nitzev zimcha bazeh. So fek dezer shimshin, what is chay nafshecha? What's she saying a shvua? Aniho isha nitzev zimcha bazeh. I'm the woman that was here before. First of all, why are you swearing? Well, what are you making shvuas for? Number one. Number two, you know who the woman is. So he's making a shvua. By the way, I'm making a shvua. You should know it was me. Oh, I didn't know. That's why I'm having a conversation with you. I know who you are. I know what I'm saying. You know, sometimes somebody comes over and says something. You say, excuse me. He goes, I know who you are. Don't make believe it yet. I know exactly who you are. I know what I'm saying. And what I said made 100% sense. So he's saying, Ani Isha, she says, what's a chen nafshach Ani Isha? I'm swearing that I'm the woman. Zokte, no. You have to know that Penina was mechamen l'shem shamayim. And since Penina was mechamen l'shem shamayim, there was no chait. This is a different Zer Shemeshin, slightly different to what I think Reb Chaim Shmulevitz. Reb Chaim Shmulevitz has a shtickle where he says, Benon l'chaber is fire. And so therefore he says, even when you have the best intentions, with the best intentions in the world, but with the best intentions in the world, if I put my hand in the fire, I'll get burnt. I bet I didn't mean to get burnt and I meant the right thing, but you put your hand in the fire, it burns. So, Benon l'chaber is fire, you can't, with the best intentions, make Chana feel bad. You make her feel bad, you'll get punished for that. But Zer Shimshin is saying a different shot. He's saying, no, I can't be Meichel. You can only be Meichel someone who did something wrong. Someone who did something that Shem Shamayim and they weren't wrong, I can't be Meichel them. So you're telling me Zay Meichel because I'll be Meichel and you're Meichel. She says, I can't be Meichel Zayn. How can I be Meichel? There was nothing wrong there, so how's I supposed to be Meichel? That's what she's saying to him. And therefore, it's not the same thing. Why did Penina's girl children die? So Tchana Behadikav Shachmano Lamali. I'm supposed to tell you why Kosh Bohu does certain things. The Rebbeim decided to make a gzeir against Penina that her children should die. Why? Has nothing to do. It could be a different chait, or it's Yisroel Shalava. But don't point at me and say it's my fault that your children that her children die. Her children are dying because her children are dying. Stam, and I can't be meichel because there's nothing to be meichel for. And then which is as anar as eis palalti. What does she mean with that? Because it was a baskoil. It was a very interesting story. This is my wife gave shir recently on Shmuel. So she said, this is the quintessential Yiddish mama story. There was a baskoil that came out and it says, Osid Leiled Shmuel Hanovi. There's going to be a child who's going to be called Shmuel and he's going to be a Novi. You know what happened? Every woman named her child Shmuel. Every woman. It used to be, you know, my son the doctor, my son the lawyer, my son the Novi. Yeah, if I call him Shmuel, I stand a chance. Call him Yankee, what chance do I stand? There was no Basco that was going to be a Yankee who was going to be a Novi. There's a Shmuel going to be a Novi. So I'll call him Shmuel, at least I stand a chance. I bought a ticket. Yeah, you have to buy the ticket to win the raffle. If you don't buy the ticket, you won't win the raffle. If Shmuel's going to be the Novi, then I have to call my child Shmuel. Quintessential Yiddish mama, she said. Every mama, it's going to be my son. I don't know who's. I don't know if it's going to be your kid or your kid. And my kid is Shmuel, because it's going to be him. Yeah, maybe the Basco went around. Either the women heard the Basco, or it was something that everybody knew, so it went around. Okay? So he says, Vaitein Elanaze Ispalalti, Vaitein Hashem Eshelosi. So he says there's two things. Number one is, why does it say Vaitein Ispalalti, Vaitein Hashem Estfilosi? What's Shelosi? So he says two things. Number one, I damned I should have a child. Number two, I damned that this child should be the Navi. But if I had a child and it wasn't the Navi, it would be a wonderful thing also. He says, now I see the Novi, he not only gave me my tefillah, he gave me my she'ela, I asked that this should be the child. And there was not only heard my tefillah and gave me a child, because he got three other children, but he got this one as well. So that's Ananias Balalti, Vayitein Hashem She'elosi. She'elosi's other children, it's Ananias, this one. So now he goes into the story with Penina, and that you have to try to figure out over here. He goes back and forth a little bit, Haltenkopf. But he asks the question, so what does Penina have to make her feel bad that she should daven? Why? You don't need to, you need to make people feel bad in order to daven? Somebody in Nebuchadnezzar doesn't have children. Later on, I don't even know if I'm going to get to that chelik. But he says, somebody in Nebuchadnezzar, imagine if you knew somebody that didn't have children. So you went over and you said, you know what? I take it upon myself that I think they should, if I'm going to make them feel mamish terrible, they're going to daven with such a meriras nefesh that they're going to have children. So you can take it upon yourself to go to every childless couple and to make Ashen Blotter from them? That's okay? Who allows such a thing? Where does that come from? Where does Penina take this idea that she should go to Chana and make Chana feel terrible? And anybody Baruch Hashem, I was never in that situation, but anybody who knows people that have never not have children, you know the pain that comes with it. You know that these people are davening, Yoimam Valayla Rabban Shem, give me a child, give me a child. They don't need reminding. And faket, oftentimes, the fact that everybody reminds them, Yimetzah Shem Bayu, Yimetzah Shem Bayu, that's the most painful thing. I know, I'm also davening Yimetzah Shem Bayu. You don't have to say by every bris, soon in yours, soon by yours, yeah? You know, the old singles, they always say, it's so terrible. The worst thing of going to an engagement is when you go as an elder single to engagement, says, Yimetzah Hashem Bekarev Vamish. Stop talking about it. I don't want to hear about it. I know, I have this problem. I'm damning for it. You don't have to remind me of it. So he's saying, Benin is kilo reminding Chana she doesn't have children. First of all, who gives her the right? Second of all, what without Benina, she wouldn't be makbid, she wouldn't be damning for children. That doesn't make sense. He says also, if you look in the pasuk says, V'chiasato tzaraso gam kas. What's gam kas? Nocha kas. She was machiser, gam kas, another kas. Why a double kas? One's not enough. You have to be super nasty. That's what it sounds like. I have to be nasty, but not just nasty. Nasty should be nasty. Really gam kas. Bad. Yeah? And then it says, Nochazoch, V'ya midea lois reis Hashem kein tachiseno. Do you know what? Imagine somebody had a simcha, and just as they're about, I just come from a chasna, that's why I'm dressed up like this, you know? So just as you're on your way out to the chasna, somebody calls a father chasna and he says, hello, your son's an oisvav, click. You're just on my way to the chasna, you have to ruin the chasna by making that phone call. I'm on my way now to Shiloh to bring Lizboyach LaHashem. So, v'hoyo midei aloiso beveis Hashem, just as they're about to go to the Mishkan, ten tachiseno. How nasty can you get? I'm on my way up to bring a comb to the Ran Shalom in the Mishkan in Shiloh, and just as they did that, she comes, hey, Nochamol, why? Well, why is she doing that? Zot the Deshim Shem beautifully. He says, the Gemara in Brachas Daf Lamed Beis says, Ein min nispala mitoch kovod rosh. You're only allowed to dab mitoch kovod rosh. And the Gemara asks, Mino Hanamili, how do we know that? And the Gemara says, because the pasuk says, "V'hi maras novish v'atispala Hashem." She had a bitterness, and she went and she damned to the Baruch Hu. Ask Gemara, how can you prove from there? V'dima shayni Chana demar libotuva. Maybe Chana had an extremely bitter heart. The Hainu explains the Rif. Maybe Chana is different. She was so bitter, that's why they allowed her to daven, even though she wasn't happy. But maybe be'etzem you need to daven b'simcha. Chana was almost impossible for her to daven b'simcha because she was so bitter from everything that happened to her, so she davened like that. But you can't prove from the super bitter person that that's how you should daven. And therefore the Gemara says, no, it's another pasuk. It says, v'gilu bir odo. And that's what he wants to say. Avada Chana was misava for children. But she had on the other side, you have a very interesting pasuk, and he's going to go into this pasuk. Elkanah says, Chana loma sifki, etc. Loma yorav alech. Haloyanuchi toiv loch me'asar abonim. I'm as good to you as 10 children. That's what a husband says to a wife who doesn't have children. I'm as good to you as 10 children. Imagine if that's what were to happen. The woman is desperate to have children. The husband says, you want children? First off, stom kinder, you have me. And which woman accepts that as a way of feeling happy? A woman's going to say, I have you, I'm so happy I have you, Baruch Hashem, I have you, but I want a child. It's not enough. So what's going on over here? So he says, she knew that she had a Baal that loved her very much. And therefore she would daven stam, it wouldn't be Meruah Leiv. She wasn't so bitter because she had a husband, Taku says, I love you. And Chana knew that she loved him. And therefore Penina says, I have to do something over here. She's not bitter enough. Elkanah Taka, when he says, Elkanah is saying the MS that Chana is Taka very happy that she has an Elkanah. So she's not going to be a little bit more bitter. She's never really going to break through to the Rabbeinu Shalom. So what does he have to do? I have to be machiser. She has to go and she has to ruin it slightly. Kein tachisana. She goes in and she says, I have to make her feel a little bit bad. Because I don't make her feel bad, she's happy with her husband, so she's not going to daven properly. Okay? However, so what's the tie-in against her? Who says that she has to be sad to have children? Maybe somebody has a happy tefillah and he has children because of a happy tefillah, not because of a sad tefillah. You have to be mamush tzabrochim with a bunch of tefillahs. What if you're not tzabrochim? What if you're happy? Now, the Baruch Hashem says, you're happy? You're davening to me with a smile? Ugh, I don't like smiles. Come on, cry a little bit. Make a frown. Then I'll give you what you want. Happiness no good? Yeah, good question, Mashi, right? So he says, because it's Shaykh, maybe it would be Moy without this. And therefore, if she would only be machnit her a little bit, she was worried, then she wouldn't even have the Kovid Rosh. Therefore, v'chisato k'tzaras agam kas. She had to go and give a double kas. Because she knew that Chana was happy with her husband also. So, I'm happy with my husband. No, something happened that wasn't so good, but I have my husband. But when you mamash push her down all the way, then she's going to feel taka tzabrochen. So Penina felt, I have to make it tzabrochen. But how do I make it tzabrochen? She's so happy with her Chana. I really, really have to lay it in. If I don't lay it in good and proper, she's not going to be tzabrochen. But Chana maybe didn't need that. Maybe without the brochenkeit. Right? So then you have a kasha, maybe fakert. If she's too tzabrochen, she won't daven properly because it's ein oimnen samitach atzvus. So she says, I have to bring it together when midei aloise bebeis Hashem ken tachisano. I have to take it in a time where be'etzem there's also a happiness. So she goes up to Shiloh, she's very happy. When I make it tzabrochen, she'll be tzabrochen, but not too tzabrochen because now I have the fact that she's going up to, there'll be simcha shemitzvah, simcha seregel, Mokum Kodosh, and therefore you can have now this great mixture of what the Gemara says, Vigilu bir odo. Be happy and be trembling. So how you tremble and you're happy. So that says there's a happiness because she's in Shiloh, she's doing a mitzvah, she's eating karbonos, etc., etc. Ober lemaisa, her tzara gave a tzoras, mamish tzoras ruas. Vichyasata tzorasa gam kas. A kas, minoch a kas. So that's where he puts it together. And he says, you have to say like that, because if Pnina Taka want to be machis her, stamazoi, look at what happens. There's a very strange discussion over here. Pnina makes Chana feel bad, and then instead, what would you expect? If you have two people fighting, and one of them was really nasty, Reuven was really nasty to Shimon. So you go over to Shimon and say, why are you crying? Go back to Reuven and say, well, that was a horrible thing to say. How dare you talk like that? That's what you should normally do. So with the Zerah Shimon, you're saying, what's happening? Pnina is being really nasty to Chana. And Chana's crying because she was so nasty to her. And Elkanah comes over and he says to her, Chana loma sifki veloma yer levavich. What are you speaking to Chana for? Go to Pnina and tell Pnina, listen, my dear, this is not how we behave. It's not okay. You can't treat your tzara like that. I know you mean l'shem shamayim, but what are you doing? Stop it. It's not nice. That's really what should happen. Faket, he's not doing that. So he says, why is he not mechiach his Pnina? Right? And also, he's saying, Loma Sifki. What do you mean, Loma Sifki? I'm feeling very, very sad. This woman made me feel terrible. You know, somebody made you feel terrible, and then afterwards they say, no, no, don't feel bad. What do you mean, don't feel bad? I feel bad. Try that at home. Your wife's really feeling bad. Don't feel bad. I'm feeling horrible. No, no, don't feel bad. No, no, it doesn't work. Elamai must mean Pnina was mechavan l'shem shamayim. And Elkanah knew he's mechavan l'shem shamayim. And therefore, Elkanah says, she's trying to get you to daven, but the fact that you're mamash azoy tzabrochen, that's not okay. She's pushing you a little bit, but don't let her push you too far. It's not min aroy to daven like that. Lo mosifki. What are you crying like that for? You're crying, that's too much the way you're crying. And also eat, and you'll be besimcha v'simchas yomtov and the simcha shomitz, etc., etc., v'gil b'rodo. And that's what he's saying to her. Chama lama sifki. He's not saying ki'ilu like what? It's nice for Pnina to do what she did and I need to tell you off. He's saying, no, there's this gilu bir'odah that they were trying to get to. And you are taking it too far. You're crying so much. So how's it shach, this gilu bir'odah? Even through this mi'iris that you don't have children, harei should have the simcha that I still am like, and you believe that also. I'm also as good as a asar banim. And that's shot over here. He goes right there, gave a little bit more shot. We've run out of time. So again, as we said, the very, very interesting shtickle over here to explain Chana and Pnina and the whole Mahalach Yelach over here. It should be the Ilan Neshama for Reb Shimshon Chaim and Nachman Micha Nachmani, the Zerah Shimshon and the Zerah Shakayama and the Zivuk Hogun that we mentioned before. It should be Niskayim B'Kar of Mamish. Mitzvah Shem. Look forward to seeing you next week.